Marking the 24 days before Christmas is a tradition we know of today as the Advent calendar. We've come to expect a printed calendar that includes paper doors for each day that open to reveal an image, a Bible verse, or a piece of chocolate. It's a custom that actually dates to the mid-19th century, when German Protestants made chalk marks on doors or lit candles to count the days leading up to Christmas. The popularity of the Advent calendar tradition in the United States is often attributed to President Dwight D. Eisenhower. Newsweek magazine published a photograph of the then president opening an Advent calendar with his three adorable grandchildren. These days, you can find Advent calendars hiding a variety of alternative goodies for each day. Some go way beyond a wee bit of chocolate and serve up daily treats from rare teas, whiskeys, gins, wines, and beers, to socks, jewelry, porcelain toys, and ornaments. They also come in all shapes and sizes. The largest Advent calendar at 232 feet 11 inches high and 75 feet 5 inches wide was built in London at St. Pancras Station to commemorate the station's refurbishment in 2007. The smallest ever Advent calendar, also made in 2007, was created by a group of nanotech specialists in Germany. It would take about 5 million of the miniature calendars to cover a postage stamp. Well, our own creepy version of the Advent calendar is the following story, The 24th Door. It's one of this season's spooky series of holiday haunts, taped live in New York City on November 25th, 2018.
Welcome, happy, happy, and merry, merry, my Yuletide companions. Good evening. Oh, look, what's this? Why, thank you. Oh, would you look at that? A large, hairy hand has come out from behind the curtain to present me with a sprig of holly. Oh, well, aren't you a treasure? Oh, yes, yes, I noticed. You trimmed your palms. Very nice. Now that I've received my little gift, I think it's time I deliver yours. The following story, The 24th Door, reminds us that each day during the holiday season can be a day of thrilling discovery.
I want to talk to you now of columns, the magnificent columns of ancient Greek architecture. Columns that have supported some of the mightiest structures in human existence. Now remember that an order in architecture is a certain assemblage of parts subject to uniform established proportions. Kenneth, stand up, boy.
Yes, sir.
You find this subject particularly dull, do you, eh?
No, sir.
You find my history lessons to be wonderfully soothing, eh?
I'm sorry, Mr. Leipzig.
Perhaps it's my own failing. I am quite a dull man, after all. Perhaps if I was imaginative enough, I could find a way to make these lessons come alive, be much more interesting.
Ah!
Yes, there's much more exciting, isn't it? Thrilling, even. If I were you, I'd be on the edge of my seat, hanging on to my every word. Best of all, I'm certain by having done this to you, you will learn not just one lesson, but several, am I right?
Yes, sir.
Splendid! Now be seated and try to apply yourself, my boy.
I hate that rotten Mr. Leipzig.
Kenneth, you have to stop staying up so late reading those detective books of yours. I'm afraid of what's going to happen again if Mr. Leipzig catches you dozing off.
No, I hate him.
What if he sends a note to Father and Mother?
She's not our mother.
I know, stepmother.
You know, I would get a good night's sleep, but that stepmother of ours hates my detective books. So I have to hide them from her and read them by candlelight when everyone's asleep.
You'd better hope she doesn't find those books either.
She won't if you don't tell her.
I won't. You know I won't.
Thanks, sis.
Gwendolyn, please go find your brother and ask him to come to the parlor. We like to speak with him.
He's not in trouble again, is he?
Just send him, please.
Yes, Father.
More tea, Reverend Smart?
Oh, lovely. Yes, thank you.
Let's not drag this out too much, shall we?
We'll take all the time that is necessary. Reverend Smart came all this way as a personal favor to me.
Well, your brothers and your uncles were all wonderful pupils.
I know this, but I just worry that
Do I hear a trace of doubt in your voice, dear? I thought we stood firmly together on our decision.
And a good decision it is.
It's just that after some more thought, I'm not sure of the idea of separating them like this is now is the best. Kenneth.
Kenneth. Come forward, boy.
Yes, Mother.
Kenneth, I'd like you to meet the Right Reverend Smart.
How do you do, Kenneth?
Reverend Smart is the acting principal of St. Jerome's School for Boys.
St. Jerome's?
Yes, St. Jerome's.
But St. Jerome's is a
boarding school.
You're going to send me away? Father, is this true?
Now, St. Jerome's is an excellent school, and it's there that we will teach you everything you'll need to know about being the best man you could ever hope to be. You will have considerable advantages over...
Father, please, everything I know is here. You and Gwen, please don't take me away from Gwen.
Son, it is after careful consideration that your mother and I have...
But you're going to send me away, just like that?
But Kenneth, my boy, you'll be home for the holidays and the summertime.
Kenneth, this is the experience that will give you the structure, the discipline that you need.
What did I do? What did I do?
Oh, my boy, you mustn't view this experience as some sort of castigation.
Father, you promised our mother before she died that you'd keep this family together.
Now, son,
I have a note here. It's from Mr. Lepsig. I am concerned about the state of your son Kenneth's mental and physical condition. He is frequently lethargic and has difficulty paying attention in the classroom. His current report card indicates to me that he is using only the smallest fraction of his abilities. Does that sound accurate to you, Kenneth?
I can do better. Just give me another chance.
By sending you to St. Jerome's, we are indeed giving you another chance.
Well put, madam.
Oh, give me a chance to be better here in my home.
So you can keep on being a deceiving little sneak?
Sneak?
I explained to you quite explicitly that these books were forbidden in this house, and yet I found a stack of them hidden in your room.
I
told you that I didn't want you reading this violent, unchristian trash, and yet...
There are better books to read, my son. Especially one. I'll show you.
When am I supposed to leave?
I shall come back to fetch you after the Christmas holiday. Come now, you mustn't cry.
You broke your promise, Father. Yes, yes, you did.
Don't you speak to your father that way.
Oh, Kenneth.
Everything has already been arranged. Go to your room now.
That
awful witch. I hate her. And right at Christmas time, no less.
What? What's happened?
You know what Derek Derringer would do to her?
The guy from your detective books?
Yeah. Pow! Bang!
I still don't know what's going on, Kenneth.
Hey, Santa?
Yeah, kid?
Can I ask you something?
What is it, kid? I have a lot of bell ringing to get to.
Oh, maybe you can help me. My parents, my stepmother really is sending me away to boarding school after Christmas.
What?
Well, look at the bright side. It could be a real character builder.
Is this true, Kenneth?
Santa, all I have is my sister, Gwen. What am I going to do without her? Christmas is going to be so sad this year.
But Christmas hasn't even happened yet. You still have weeks.
Kenneth, it can't be. Why?
Oh, it's not the end of the world, kid. I went to boarding school too, you know. And despite all the cruelty, loneliness, and constant beatings, I did all right for myself. Well, I'm going to do pretty well for myself one of these days, I'm sure. Like I said, I got some bell ringing to do here.
Thanks, Anna. Kenneth, you're leaving me? After Christmas?
Well, it's not my idea.
What will I do without you? I'll be trapped in the house with her. Maybe she's planning to send me away, too. Well, just let her.
Oh, Father, why won't he stand up to her?
Excuse me, children.
Yes?
Good day. Did I overhear what I thought I overheard just a moment ago?
What did you overhear?
Something about unhappiness, misery, untold gloom.
Oh, yeah. We're awfully sad.
Someone saw it fit to cruelly sever the bond that joins these two loving siblings. A crime deserving of only the most unsparing of punishments.
I'd love to see the witch hang.
Your feelings are well justified, but let me offer something in the way of hope.
I don't see how you or anybody could.
Oh, ye of so little faith.
You almost sound like our stepmother.
I sound like a stepmother? Oh dear, I should hope not. Stepmothers are the worst.
Yes, they are.
The worst.
I think where happiness is concerned, you two are in the middle of a drought. But behold, I believe there is still some joy left that I can enthusiastically replenish. Leroy Prince is my name.
What is it you want, Mr. Prince?
I only want to help. Here, just take one of these.
What is it?
It's an advent calendar. Take one.
And how much is it?
All you need do is open one door each day as you would with any advent calendar, and you will find your day a little brighter, and your troubles that much further away.
Yes, but how much does it cost?
Oh, my advent calendar pays for itself.
Pays for itself?
Yes, particularly when you open the final door on December 24th.
I don't understand.
Here, take this calendar in the spirit of goodwill in which it is intended, and I will be on my way. There you go. Best of luck, children. Toodaloo, toodalay.
Huh. It was a nice-looking calendar.
I get a strange feeling from that fellow. He smiles a little too much. I don't like the way he smiles.
Well, he's gone now.
It sure is getting colder. Let's head home.
Of it too.
I can't figure out what's worse, the taste or the smell.
Oh, you call this dinner? I call it cruel and unusual punishment. Who can eat this garbage?
Garbage?
Oh, Mother.
I have slaved over this stove all day long, only to have you call the meal I have prepared garbage.
I apologize, Mother. I'm very sorry.
You know how to hurt me, Kenneth. You truly do.
I'm sorry.
If you are truly sorry, you will eat every spoonful of the double portion I will serve for you for supper tonight, and I expect to see a big smile after every mouthful.
Yes, ma'am.
Go to your room and wait to be called for supper.
Yes, ma'am.
How long do you think it'll be before we're called for supper?
I'm dreading every minute.
You know she's not fooling. There will be double portions for us. What are you doing?
What's today's date again?
The 15th. Is that the advent calendar you got from that Mr. Prince?
Yeah.
You open the door for today?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a cute little picture of a steaming roast chicken.
Roast chicken. Our favorite. I sure wish you could...
Gwen? Kenneth? It seems supper time is delayed for another half hour. Which is good news. It seems your mother slipped and accidentally spilled her goulash. or whatever that ghastly stuff is, all over the kitchen floor. There just happened to be a chicken already dressed that she almost forgot about in the root cellar.
A chicken? We're having a chicken for supper?
Roast chicken. I'll call you when it's ready.
Yay!
Shh! Not too loudly now.
The calendar? It couldn't be.
Oh, that's too crazy, isn't it?
Preposterous.
Ridiculous.
Absurd.
Roast chicken.
Roast chicken.
Roast chicken.
Roast chicken.
As Kenneth and Gwen enjoy their unexpectedly delicious dinner, let's take a brief moment to hear what our motley fireside crew has to say about our sponsor for this episode, Robinhood.
Hey, hun, what do you think of this?
What is that?
It's a new app I'm thinking of downloading called Robinhood.
Robinhood?
Yeah, Robinhood. It allows me to trade stocks simply using my smartphone.
Trade stocks? Since when do you know anything about the stock market?
Well, I'm willing to learn, and this Robinhood app makes it look a lot less intimidating than I once thought.
I don't know, hun. I don't think that's something for you to play around with.
What's that?
Ho, 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 ho.
Santa!
Ho, 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 ho! A Merry Christmas! Merry
Step aside, Hefty. Give me some room.
Rudolph!
Let's keep this brief, because me and old Santa Paunch here got a lot of houses to cover before this night's through. Ain't that right, Santa Pants?
That's right. Big R. Oh, big shiny one, Mr. Rudolph.
Shut it! I'm driving the sleigh now, Chubbs. So it looks like yous need a vote of confidence in this here Robinhood app, eh?
Well, I don't think
Hand over that phone, chum stat.
Here, Rudolph.
Since you don't know, toots, I'm gonna tell ya. Right here in my hoof, I'm holding a real game changer.
Game changer?
Stocks, ETFs, options, cryptos. Robinhood lets you buy and sell them all, commission-free. Yeah, you heard right, babe. Commission-free. Most typical brokerages are gonna charge you as much as $10 a trade. $10! That's what I think of it.
Hey, I just mopped the floor.
Robinhood, they don't do that. They let you keep all of your profits.
But my boyfriend doesn't really know anything about the stock market or any of that fancy business jazz.
Well, I feel like it's a little over my head, but I'd like to
Hate to tell you, but your head's too swollen for anything to be over it, pal. Robinhood is here to take away the fear factor from financial services. Even if it's your first time around the block, the Robinhood app's easy to use and clever design will show you the way as you use it. Look, with four easy hoof taps, you can make a real bona fide trade on the stock market. Just follow simple, clear, easy to understand data and charts to make an informed decision. The more you use it, the faster you learn how to invest and build your own portfolio. Capiche? Anyone can do it. And as I said, there are no commission fees whatsoever, which is practically unheard of in the industry.
Whoa.
You can close your mouth now, buddy.
Now, Rudolph, don't forget
hey,
to mention...
Speak when spoken to, Saint Thick.
Right-ho!
Since it's the season of giving, we thought you should know. Robinhood has given you guys a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio.
A free stock? Amazing. What do I have to do?
To get your free stock, all you gotta do is sign up at fireside.robinhood.com. That's fireside.robinhood.com.
You should mention the URL one more time. The advertisers like it when we do.
I already said fireside.robinhood.com. Get that snowballs out of your ears. Are you deaf or something?
Ho, ho, ho. Well, I think it's time for us to go. As they heard me exclaim as I rode out of sight.
Get some new red britches. The ones you got on are way too tight. Let's make tracks. Later, Tater.
Ho, 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 ho. Ooh, that's gonna leave a mark.
Go on and take it from old Rudolph. Give Robinhood a try and learn how to invest and build a portfolio at the same time. Start with a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint when you go to fireside.robinhood.com. All right, listeners, let's see what Advent calendar treats await our young friends as we get back to the 24th door.
Morning, Gwen.
Morning, Kenneth. December 16th. It's your turn to open a door.
Oh, it's my turn, is it? Well, I wonder what it will be today.
Go on and open it, m'lady.
Oh, I simply can't wait.
Go on.
Calm yourself, boy.
Oh,
why, it's a beautiful Christmas tree. It looks so grand. You think we'll have one as nice as this one?
Oh, the calendar hasn't been wrong yet.
Oh, are we really getting a tree this lovely?
I have every reason to believe that we are.
Look out the window. That's Father walking up the path.
And he's carrying a... Look at the size of it.
What fun it will be to decorate. December 18th.
I sure don't want to go to school tomorrow.
Welcome to the club.
No, I'm really going to get it tomorrow for Mr. Leipzig. I didn't finish my report.
Oh, boy. Open the calendar door anyway. It's your turn, and it always seems to cheer things up.
Yeah.
Go on.
It's a picture of snowflakes falling.
Look out the window. How long has it been snowing? There was no snow in the weather forecast.
Maybe it'll be a real blizzard. Maybe there'll be no school tomorrow.
I wouldn't be surprised. December 19th.
It's your turn, Gwen.
It's a basket full of candy. December 20th. It's your turn today, Kenneth. Kenneth? Kenneth?
This picture, it's really odd, don't you think?
Let me see. Oh, what is that?
It's a man all bandaged up with a crutch.
The dissolution of the House of Habsburg came about in what year?
I can't believe it.
Mr. Leipzig took quite a nasty fall on the ice when we had that snow day.
Did I say something humorous? Who's making fun? Let me take a guess. Kenneth! Kenneth, my boy! Maybe this will make you think twice about... Oh, my arm!
Oh. I guess he can't use his hitting arm so well now.
Shut up! Silence! All of you!
I'd rather write something 200 times than get horsewhipped any day. Did you see how he flinched when he tried to hit me? Gwen? Gwen?
I just opened the advent calendar door for today, December 22nd.
But it was my turn. Why'd you do that?
I'm sorry, Kenneth. Look at this picture. What do you think it means?
Oh, that's terrible. It's a building on fire.
Kenneth.
Yes, Father. What's wrong?
St. Jerome's, the school we were going to send you to.
School you were going to send me to?
There was a fire.
The school building was destroyed. 25 people are dead.
How awful!
I am speechless. It's such tragedy that I cannot begin to fathom. I'm going to pray for them. I want you to pray with me. I wouldn't wish that kind of suffering on anyone.
We just wanted you to know. We'll talk more about it later.
December 23rd. Just one more door left after today.
Maybe we shouldn't open it. I don't like what's been happening the last few days.
Are you kidding? Mr. Leipzig breaking all those bones after trying to break mine? A horrible school I was supposed to go to burned to the ground? A school they were going to send me to so they could keep us apart?
Kenneth! A lot of people died in that school.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But this calendar has done us lots of good too, hasn't it? We can't stop now, not with just two doors left.
You can open it then. I can't do it anymore, Kenneth.
Fine, I'll open it.
Kenneth, think about it for... Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
I'm afraid, Kenneth. Close the door. Maybe it won't happen.
It can't be.
There's a woman hanging from a noose.
Who else could it be?
Kenneth? Gwen?
Yes, Father?
Have either of you seen your mother?
I saw her this morning before we left for school.
Me too.
You haven't seen her since then?
When did you see her last?
I took her to the train station this morning. She wanted to make a trip up to St. Jerome's to be a part of the prayer vigil for the victims of the blaze. If I don't hear from her by the end of the evening, I'll have to call the police.
I'm sure she's all right, Father. You'll hear from her soon.
Thank you, Gwen. I can't help worrying, I suppose.
I feel sick.
I'm shaking all over. What have we done, Kenneth?
Something terrible has happened, Gwen. Well, what are we going to do?
I hate this calendar. It's a rotten, awful thing. I wish we never laid eyes on it.
Still no word, huh?
Father hasn't slept all night. He's been sitting by the window weeping.
It's on Christmas Eve.
And that stupid calendar lying on the floor looking at us.
Don't worry. You better believe I won't be opening that last door.
What's this now? And so close to completion. Now, you two don't strike me as the types who like to leave things unfinished.
Where are you? Where's your voice coming from?
Oh, I'm behind the door on the 24th day, of course. Why don't you be a good lad and open it up?
Don't do it, Kenneth!
Didn't I tell you that this calendar would pay for itself? Your problems are all taken care of, aren't they? All I asked from the very beginning was to return the favor on the 24th day. Well, here we are. Let's not waste any more time. Please, open it.
What if we refuse?
The 24th door will be open somehow. You can't pause the passage of time, after all. This day will pass and this door shall be open. Fulfill your end of the bargain and let's be done with it once and for all.
I won't.
Yes, you will. How did you expect to pay for all of this? This is what's right. This is what's just. My moral compass seems to be in order.
Look at the calendar now! Oh, the three wise men! What happened to their faces? Look at the Virgin Mary! She's covering her eyes!
And look, it's now a ram's head that rests on the neck and shoulders of the little babe.
Oh, I had to destroy it!
Don't you dare!
Throw it in a fireplace!
Gwen! Kenneth! Let me in!
Yes!
No, no, don't! Don't do that!
Burn, you horrible thing! Burn!
Kenneth! Gwen! Are you all right?
Yes, Father! We're all right,
Father!
Gwen! Kenneth! My loves! I...
Oh, Father!
Are you all right? Why is it so smoky in here?
That's just some old homework I threw on
them. What is that terrible smell?
Mother!
That can't be sulfur, is it?
Well, I...
You can both dry your eyes now. I found Mother. Mother is fine.
My train was held at the station in Morton's Landing due to an engine malfunction.
Isn't that great news? Hallelujah!
Yes. Let us rejoice and account for every one of our blessings. That we will all be together this Christmas. More fortunate than many, are we not?
Are we expecting anyone?
Oh, I don't believe so. But if it be a stranger, then we shall open our door and offer him our good company.
Open our door? To any kind of stranger?
And why not? It's the sort of kindness that will pay for itself. Come, the supper will only get cold the longer we delay, and this blessed night, the 24th night of December, will become part of the past before you realize it. Well, as you know, we can't pause the passage of time.
Inside my coat, I think of years ago and have remembered Christmas trees, the faces that still warm me with their glow, the cold and empty evening hangs around me like a ghost. I listen to my footsteps in the snow, the sound of one man walking through the snow can break your heart, but stopping doesn't help, so on I'll go. And Christmas Eve can kill you when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere. I see air I'm breathing's all that keeps me on my feet. I feel like I've been walking all my life. A car goes running by, the man don't even turn his head. Guess he's busy being Santa Claus tonight. The saddest part of all is knowing if I had switched with him, I'd leave him stumbling ragged by the road. I'd ride that highway to the arms of my sweet family and forget about the stranger in the cold. And Christmas Eve can kill ya when you're trying to hitch a ride to anywhere.
And that was The 24th Door. Gwen was played by Mary Murphy. Mr. Lepsig was played by Michael Pate. Father was played by Eric Davey Gislason. The stepmother was played by Casey LaForest. Reverend Smart was played by David Linton. The Salvation Army Santa was played by Alan LaForest. Leroy Prince was played by James Reeser. And the part of Kenneth was played by me, Ali Silva. The song Christmas Eve Can Kill You, written by Dennis Lind, was performed by Nicole Zoraitis, accompanied by Russell Cranes. The 24th Door was written by Sylvan Zandivar and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Holiday Haunts 2018 was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Our musical score was improvised and performed by Russell Cranes. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ. Our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. Our production assistant is Luis Paulino. And we had additional support from Heather Donahue. Jason Graves composed our theme music, and I manage our audio post-production. Ratings and reviews. Yeah, you heard me. If you listen to a lot of podcasts, you hear this come up all the time. I know you can leave ratings and reviews at different places, but the ratings and reviews we receive on iTunes, Apple Podcasts are the ones that truly matter to our advertisers and other folk in a position to help our show go and grow. So help us out. If you've already graced us with a rating and review, we thank you most kindly. Oh, and have you checked us out on Instagram? How about Twitter? Our handle is @FiresideMystery. Why not go ahead and like us on Facebook, too? It's easy to stay up to date with all things FMT. I'm sure I don't need to tell you, the holiday season is upon us. Pay a visit to our merch store and fill your Santa sack with FMT swag that everyone will enjoy. T-shirts, hoodies, mugs, tote bags, stickers. We've even added some new designs. Go to FiresideMysteryTheater.com/merch and check out the new Mind the Shadows merchandise. There's even fun new stuff for our fans longing to take a trip to Sunken Harbor. Sales are coming up all the time, so keep a lookout for those. There are some things you can't get on our merch page. I'm talking now about our official limited edition Fireside Mystery Theater lapel pin. This beauty is available to our Patreon subscribers who become sustaining members at the $10 a month level. We've got all sorts of special perks for our patrons at different sustainer levels. Check them out and become an FMT Patreon patron by going to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater or just follow the link from our website. As ever, we are so grateful for any support you give to help us keep the embers of our fireside flickering. Sunday, January 27th at 5 p.m. happens to be a very important date. That's when we'll be serving up our first live podcast taping of the new year, Secret Lovers. Ooh la la, we'll be at New York City's fabulous Palace of Variety, the Slipper Room, and we hope you're there too. Tickets on sale at slipperroom.com or follow the link from our website. That portly, jolly old elf knows when you're sleeping, and he knows when you're awake, and he knows if you know something you shouldn't. Tune in to our next Holiday Haunts misadventure, The List. This is your own Allie Silva. Let's put that mistletoe where it belongs, far from where you should mind the shadows.